Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. It's clear in the Bible. If we want to be part of the kingdom of God having eternal life, we overcome. There is no passive participation of faith in Christianity. Even being led by the Holy Spirit is not a passive act where we simply are along for the ride of faith. Being led by the Holy Spirit is a continuous commitment to yield ourselves to the will of God as the situations of our life progress from day to day. What changes from day to day in our lives may seem almost imperceptible, but if we give ourselves 90 days, we should at least notice a change in the season of the year. Seasons quickly become years, and years become a lifetime. And at the end of our lifetime, or at the time when Jesus Christ returns to earth to establish the kingdom of God, will Jesus look on us as one who overcame, or will he look on us as one who did not overcome? Each day of life on this side of eternity is a precious gift from God and is another opportunity for us to overcome. To overcome this world. In overcoming this world, we cannot be like this world. Think about how challenging that can be. We live in neighborhoods, villages, towns, and cities of this world. We are citizens of a nation of this world. We hold jobs, live in homes, and shop at stores of this world. Those who retire or who have disabilities might receive benefits provided by this world. Everything physically about us is connected to this world. We are so connected to this world that if we try to jump up, gravity will quickly pull us back to the ground. Because we are definitely connected physically to this world, it is essential we remember that spiritually who we are must transcend this world. Physically, we are of this world. And spiritually, we are of the kingdom of God with our citizenship in heaven. Because spiritually our citizenship is in heaven, we live our lives as a living sacrifice. We do that which is holy and acceptable to God, even as we live our physical life on earth. Doing what is holy and acceptable to God is a reasonable expectation of us at this time. As we do what is holy and acceptable to God, we cannot allow ourselves spiritually to be like people who are not called at this time, who are of the world. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The process of being transformed by the renewing of our minds is overcoming. In our minds, we might find ourselves overcoming sin by sin, but collectively, all of that overcoming leads to our spiritual transformation by the renewing of our minds. To make matters trickier, not everyone who claims to have a spiritual focus can actually help us spiritually. In his first letter, John writes that not every spirit is of God, because many false prophets are in the world, and that the most immediate test we can consider if a person is of God is if they believe that Jesus has come in the flesh. We might think everyone who calls themselves a Christian believes Jesus has come in the flesh, as we would understand from the first chapter of the Gospel of John, where the Word was with God and was God, that all things were made by the Word, and that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in the form of the person we know as Jesus. The faithful believe what is written in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. There are some, when approached with this, believe Jesus was created at the time of human conception, like any other person, that there was nothing inherently divine about him, and in so doing, they affirm, using the words of the Apostle John in his first letter, they are not of God. Too many who claim to be a Christian do not understand what is presented in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and when approached, will shrug it off as a mystery of faith, not realizing that in so doing, they also affirm, using the words of the Apostle John in the first letter, that they are not of God. These people who consider themselves Christians, who do not believe what is written in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, are not of God and have the spirit of Antichrist. John then tells us we have overcome them because the Holy Spirit within us is much more powerful than whatever spirit may lead them. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We believe that when the Word, who was with God and was God and later dwelt among people in the person of Jesus, that Jesus became the Christ or Messiah to pay for the sins of mankind. With this faith, being born of God and having eternal life is not a question. We love God, we love the children of God, and we keep His commandments, which also shows love back to God. The faith that we have is how we overcome this world, and that faith is all wrapped up in Jesus as the Son of God, especially as presented in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. For now, let's read 1 John 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We know that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. When John wrote in his letter of whosoever believing that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, John understood that there would be a need first for a spiritual change. Paul writes of this change in his first letter to the Corinthians when he writes of the return of Jesus Christ during the last trumpet, which is explained further in the book of Revelation. Paul showed how the dead in Christ are raised from the dead to eternal life in the Spirit, and that the living in Christ are then changed to eternal life in the Spirit. Paul confirms that final testament to overcoming when we become spirit is a victory, when in Jesus Christ we overcome. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We live our lives as Christians affirming what is written in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and we live in a world where too many who claim to be Christians deny what is written in that same chapter and unknowingly affirm they are not of God. Spiritually, it is like it is us versus the world. And because there are so many more in the world, that prospect can seem daunting. Instead of being overwhelmed by what we see in this world and by the sheer numbers that seem to be stacked against us, we need to be content knowing it is through Jesus Christ we can do all things, including if we feel like it is us versus the world. Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. When we overcome, it is not because we are more stubborn and determined than the world. Overcoming requires some level of stubbornness and determination where we don't give in, but spiritually, we overcome because Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected so we could have eternal life. Without this act of love, overcoming would be impossible. We overcome because we also have a very good understanding of what is in the Bible. We do not get easily tossed around with somebody's idea of the Bible because we know what is written in the Bible. We overcome because we also value eternal life to come more than the physical life we now have. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Overcoming is not a passive activity. Often, when we overcome, it is like we are fighting an intense spiritual battle. Paul wrote letters to Timothy, who was a younger man of the faith, with some advice for him. Timothy lived in the world of his time as much as we live in the world of our time. There are some themes from Timothy's time that we can relate to today. For instance, back in Timothy's time, there was discontent in what today we would call the employer-employee relationship. And Paul wrote to advise that employees should defer honor to their employers, especially if they were also of the household of faith. He advised Timothy to avoid people who would only bring him down, such as people who would not give honor to employers or who would dispute what was written in the Bible. Instead of seeking the company of people who sought to divide others for their own benefit, Timothy was taught to avoid those people and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Timothy was also told to fight the good fight of faith, to seize eternal life, and in this letter, Paul shows Timothy that overcoming can be like a struggle and almost like a wrestling match. 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ unto the doctrine which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The messages to the churches of Revelation have a similar flow and feel to them. And all of the churches are told of the need to overcome. Individually, the different churches are praised and warned about different things, with specific correction items given to five of the seven churches. The churches at Smyrna and Philadelphia aren't given specific correction items, but both are warned about those who are the synagogue of Satan who seem to interfere with the churches through lies. Sometimes what Christians overcome is found within their mind as sin is fought. And sometimes Christians overcome undue influence by what the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan. Whatever we must overcome, we overcome. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We overcome knowing Satan seeks our eternal destruction. We overcome Satan by being steadfast in the faith. Whatever difficulties we might face in our personal life is not unique to just ourselves. All people, including people of faith, face difficulties in life. Satan will use those difficulties targeting people of faith in an attempt to bring eternal destruction to them. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he hath suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We live in a world that naturally has embraced what it means to be human. The world in which we live does not know God as we know God. We know the Word who was with God and who was God in the beginning, by whom all things were created. We know God who created mankind after the image and likeness of God. The world in which we live has too many people who try to make God after the image and likeness of mankind. Because in their mind, God is nothing more than an extension of mankind, whatever mankind is tends to be acceptable to God in their minds. Maybe with the exception of extreme acts of evil like serial killers. When the truth of the Bible is held up to these people, they reject it and can develop any reason why what they believe is valid and what the Bible teaches is either wrong or misunderstood. If needed and backed into a corner, they will even attack people of faith to defend their views, never considering the story of Sodom and Gomorrah was not just a fantasy tale, but a reminder of how God can and will bring correction to people. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angel that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for the righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. as Christians. We are taught to honor the king, but too many despise government and are willing to speak evil against dignities. A government that ignores the needs of the people will oppress the people, and sometimes government will, through policy, select to meet the needs of some of the people while ignoring the needs of the rest of the people. As Christians, we can be presumptuous, just like any person can be presumptuous. If we are presumptuous, it means we come to a conclusion before having the facts. What that means is if we have concerns about how government is treating us, we base those concerns on facts, not unproven ideas that might meet a personal agenda. We address concerns based on those facts and not through personal attacks on people in power. We avoid the company of those who do these things. Verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. We cannot allow ourselves to go astray. We must do what is expected of us in the Bible, and being people of faith is not a license to personally attack others. Verse 15. Which hath forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity? The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Living life as a Christian brings us freedom through Jesus Christ from the penalty of sin, which is death. Having this freedom as a Christian does not also give us freedom to sin. Because if we choose to live with sin, we become servants to sin and find ourselves in bondage again. And that circles us back to where it would have been better for us to never have known about Jesus Christ in the first place. As Christians, we overcome, or we are overcome. Verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Our sins are forgiven us as we become Christians, and through a lifetime of living as a Christian, we overcome. We come to the point while we live in this world, we love the kingdom of God and God's righteousness and seek these than the world we know. We overcome Satan and the evil that is in the world. 1 John 2, verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The book of Revelation shows us a sea of glass, and on the sea of glass are those that had gotten victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. That victory is overcoming. Those who had gotten victory over the beast overcame the beast, overcame the image of the beast, overcame the mark of the beast, and overcame the number of his name. Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Those who overcome are those who endure to the end and will be saved. In the end time, many prophecies will be fulfilled, and some of these prophecies may be scary and intimidating to see unfold before our eyes. Whatever we see happening in the world around us, we endure to the end, whether the end is the end of our natural human life or the return of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. As we overcome, we have God who is like a shield for us. God protects us within his will. We never need to come to a place where we are so scared of what people can do to us that we ignore God. God can take any evil intent and have it boomerang on those wishing that evil intent. Psalm 3, verse 1. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept, I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. The Holy Spirit we have been given is not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. With God as our shield, protecting us from evil within his will, we have nothing to fear. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We live in this world, and we live for the kingdom of God. We cannot become entangled with the affairs of this life, where this life takes precedence over eternal life and the kingdom of God to come. As we are living in this world for the kingdom of God, we need to see ourselves aligning to what is needed for the kingdom of God, meaning we will be growing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, that the Lord give thee understanding in all things. We either overcome or we are overcome. Paul told the Romans not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. As Christians, we overcome evil with good by doing those things which are expected of us. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Whatever we overcome, is not something unique to just ourselves. Mankind has similar issues which must be overcome. Not all people will need to overcome all types of things, but all people must overcome what needs to be overcome. Whatever we need to overcome, God will give us a way to escape what needs to be overcome. Knowing this, it is essential we flee from idolatry. We might think of idolatry as pagan worship, but the essence of idolatry is worshiping anything. In our materialistic world, there are many things we idolize without realizing it. We flee from idolatry and seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? We overcome by submitting to God. It is when we yield to God and the Holy Spirit and we resist Satan, Satan will flee from us. It is when we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. As Christians, we endure to the end to be saved. We endure temptation, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. We look into the perfect law of liberty and do what is expected of us. We never ignore what is expected of us. We overcome. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We are Christians who follow Jesus Christ who overcame this world. As followers of Jesus Christ, there is no passive participation of faith for us. We endure to the end. We look into the perfect law of liberty and continue with it. We do what is expected of us. We overcome. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.